me. I don't know why I love me like I do.
Yeah, especially seeing how I'm so slow.
Wait a minute here. I've been up all night filling up my salt shaker.
Yeah, it's really hard to get those little granules of salt through those small holes. A friend of mine collects antiques. He was walking by a secondhand store in Crescent City the other day, and by the door of the store was a mangy old alley cat drinking milk out of a priceless old Indian cup. The old Indian bowl was worth over $500, so my friend goes into the store and he says to the owner, "Hey, you want to sell that old cat outside?" The shop owner says, "Okie dokie, $20. So my friend gives him a $20 bill, and he says, "Hey, you know that cat really likes that old bowl he's drinking milk out of. Could you throw that old bowl in for free just for the putty?" The shop owner says, "Heck no." "You kidding? That's my lucky bowl. So far today, I've sold 23 cats. I was out walking on Crescent Beach the other day, and there was a little old Chinese guy. He was skipping stones on the water. He says, "I can skip a stone, and it will actually sing out my honorable Chinese name." I says, "I gotta see this." So he throws a flat stone on the water, and it goes, "Ching, ling, lo." I said, "That's amazing. Let me try." I picked up a flat stone. I threw it out on the water, and it goes, "Chim, pansy." A monkey lived in a tree across from Peggy's store. One afternoon, a monkey decides to go across the street for a 40-ouncer beer because it was really hot. He crossed the street just as a CDF fire truck came up over the hill. The fire truck knocked his tail clean off. Bling! So the monkey scrambles back up the tree quickly, and he notices his tail wagging on the road. So he runs down and tries to pick up his tail, and boing! A bread truck knocks his head clean off. Isn't that just like a monkey to lose his head over a piece of tail? Three guys were marooned for 5 years on a small island out in the South Pacific. Oh, the island was only about a half acre big. It had one palm tree and a little bitty spring for fresh water. And one guy was an Italian, one was a guy from France, a Frenchman, and one was a moron from New Jersey. Boy, these guys could not stand that guy from New Jersey. That moron stayed up all night singing stupid songs. He'd wash his feet in the only drinking water, and he'd wash his underwear in the drinking water, and he was just driving them nuts. So one day, in the surf, a big brass bottle washes up on the shore. They all three grab the bottle at the same time. Poof! Up pops a genie. The genie says, "I'll give each one of you a wish." The Frenchman says, "I want to be in Paris, having crepes at a nice restaurant." Poof, he's gone. The Italian says, "I want to be in Rome, having women hand-feed me grapes." Poof, he's gone. The genie looks at the moron from New Jersey. He's got tears coming down his face. "What's wrong with you?" said the genie. The moron says, "I miss my buddies. I sure wish they were back. Bye!"